For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here, Shirley, is I want to date your mama. I want to date your mama. That's what I want to do. I want to date your mama.
Wow. No, the answer is yes.
Come on. You know, sometimes you got to call and let people know, you know, speak to them directly. Let people know, hey, I want to date your mama. Nah, I'm man enough to call you and let you know I want to date your mama. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Miss Burns.
This is James. This is her son.
How you doing, man? My name is Gordon. I just recently joined the church, man, within the last month, and I was trying to get in touch with Miss Burns. One of the members gave me a number, but I guess they must have gave me the wrong number, I guess. Is this a home number, or what is this?
Oh, hold up. Who is this again?
My name is Gordon. I'm a new member at the church.
Yeah.
Is this your number?
Yeah, man, this is my phone number. I'm James. I'm her son.
Oh, that's your mom. Okay, that's your mother.
Right.
All right. Well, yeah, my bad, man. I was trying to get in touch with Miss Burns. Now, do you have a cell or a home number somewhere I can get in touch with Miss Burns?
Wait. Tell me. Your name is what? Gordon.
Gordon. I just joined the church, man, so I might not have met you yet, James.
Okay. Well, God bless you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Is there any way I can get your mom's home number from you?
You just joined the church. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't be able to talk to her. I mean, is there a message I could pass on to her, though?
I mean, I'm trying to see if it's all right for me to take her out. I've been seeing her for the last
Hold up. Tell me now, you were just saying that you were a new member to the church, and somebody gave you, or they were attempting to give you my mother's number, and you're asking me if you could take her out, man?
Well, I wasn't asking you. I thought I had her phone number. I guess they gave me your number by mistake. You know, that's my reason for calling. I thought I was going to get her. I want to take her out, you know, maybe to dinner or something.
Well, I'll be quite honest, man. I just came back home from overseas from fighting and everything, man. And, my pops just passed away not too long ago. And I ain't too keen on my mama going out with somebody. And besides, you don't even sound like you her age. She in her 60s, man. How old are you, man?
I'm 36.
Get the hell out of here. You how old, man?
I'm 36.
I'm 34. What the is you doing? You do realize my mom is pushing 60, right?
Well, you know what, man? I look at it like James, right? James, I look at it like, it's, you know, age ain't nothing but a number, man. It's what's in your heart, man, and how you carry yourself, you know?
Yeah, but so my mom, but my mom ain't no cougar like that, and I know she ain't coming after you. All right, now, I remember her telling me that she tried some new things at this church. But going out with some that's 30, how old are you? You a baby, man.
I'm 36, dude.
Man, you like my brother or something, man. Ain't no way in the world my mama gonna be dating.
Okay, James, let me say this, man. First of all, I didn't even know I was calling you. Second of all, I'm calling to speak with her. I'm not calling trying to get permission from you. Ms. Burns is a grown woman. Ms. Burns can decide.
Whoa. Talking about, I don't think you heard me, man. I just came back from fighting overseas. My pops passed away not too long ago. I am the man of the house. Let's get that straight right now, all right? I don't care if I'm still living at home or not. I'm the man of this house, all right? You calling to ask my mama on a date? Okay. Yeah, you might as well just stick to church, dog, because, you know, as I said, be blessed. But it ain't going to be no blessing from me to you. I tell you that right now.
Okay, I'm not looking for a blessing from you at all, brother.
You might want to look for a blessing.
I respect the fact that you've been overseas and you've been fighting for this country, okay? But if I decide I want to speak to Ms. Burns about going out, I think Ms. Burns has every right to decide if she would like to go out with Gordon or not. And Gordon wants to take her out.
Hold the up. Look, bro, I don't care how old you say you are, all right? Number one, you're too young, as I already mentioned, all right? This ain't going down with you and my mom.
Okay,
straight up.
Hey, man, that's for your mama to decide.
No. You bringing up my mama, you letting the word your mama come out your mouth again, that's going to get you up, all right? I don't know where you from. I don't give a how old you are.
I'm 36, man.
I know what church my mama go to, and it ain't going to be her and you. You ain't going to be asking her out, all right? I don't give a what it take. I will show up on Sunday, catch your in the pulpit or wherever you're going to be sitting, in the back, in the choir. It don't matter. Something is going down. You are not going to get with my mama like that. You got that?
That's up for your mama to decide. If your mama want to go out with me to have dinner, ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
I'm deciding it right now. It ain't going to happen. I told you before, be blessed or get your whooped. You got two choices, all right? I didn't fight overseas 3 years to come back and also deal with my daddy dying, and then come back. Man, I'm suffering from PTSD, dog. I don't know what the I'm going to do, unless you want to get it like that.
You suffer from what?
A PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I will release all that on you. You got that? I don't play that.
Hey, man, listen, I don't want no trouble.
It don't matter to me. You can catch it.
Okay, look, man, listen. I ain't trying to have no trouble out you, man. All I'm finna say is this right here. I'll talk to your mom on Sunday, okay?
You ain't gonna talk to me. Are you not hearing me, man?
Okay.
I'm going crazy right now.
Okay, can I say this? Can I say one more thing to you, man, before you explode?
You ain't got nothing else to say.
I got one more thing before you explode, man. Is you listening?
Yeah, man.
James?
What?
Hey, man, I want to tell you this, man. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your mama got me to prank phone call you.
Get the f*** out of here. Is this who?
Hey, man, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Your mama told me, she said, my son been overseas. He been fighting. I'm glad to have him home. She said, we got to get him back in the spirit of laughing.
Man, my mama, are you kidding me, man?
We got you good.
We listen to this show overseas, man.
First of all, I got to say thank you for fighting for this country. I want to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, nothing but the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get it overseas and in the States, though. Thanks, man.
And there you have it, folks.
People's mothers alone.
Hey, man. You just leave people mama alone, don't they?
Yes.
I know, man. I know.
You play so much. Right around the corner from Mother's Day. That's
Mother's
what you're doing.
Day.
Yeah. That's what you're doing, huh?
You think I ain't going to prank nobody mama for Mother's Day? You think that's not
Tommy? Oh. Have I met you?
I done went back in the lab. I got stuff working. Y'all hold tight. Oh. I'll surprise y'all with some more.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
And big up to Jasmine Crockett, who actually really was. She took the prank very well. She really did.
Congresswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Jasmine Crockett. It's still Jasmine Crockett. I ain't said nothing wrong with that's her name. I know her on a first name basis. Me and Jasmine.
Oh, that's what you're getting to.
You
yeah, your name dropping. Okay.
I got a shirt. I got the blonde beach body shirt and everything. You don't understand.
Oh, that was a shirt. Oh, wow.
The question is, does she remember you? That is the question when she sees you.
Hey.
I'm just saying. Yeah, she's going to remember you think?
Yes, she remembers me because I also went and was part of her fundraiser. Yes. Oh, you remember me. You got the check.
Mm-hmm.
I participated.
Okay.
I know why she'll remember you, though.
Why, Steve?
Because they was eye to eye.
You never forget a face.
When it's right in your face.
Right at level.
I'm tall.
She must have didn't have on
she's
heels.
She's a woman, so.
Did you have on heels?
No, I ain't have on heels. Junior, I went to Benjamin Crump's house, man.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Thought about you the whole time he was talking. Every time he was talking, I said, I think about Junior. I said, damn. He sounds just like Junior.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.